All right, here we go.
All right, you get it started. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's game time.
All right, it's game time. Can you hear me?
Game is on. I can hear you. I'm ready to go.
All right, here we go.
How's life?
I'm good, dude. I can't believe we are on the brink of fall, man. It is, the nights here are cool. And I got to be telling you, man, my vibes in the fall change. Like my, everything that I do changes through the seasons. Fall is my absolute favorite time of year. I mean, everything. Like, dude, even my music selection changes.
Really? I'm not as extreme as you. I love the fall.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm like most people, and maybe I'm wrong, but I love spring, summer, and fall. Winter I could do without. I really could. Maybe give me like, I'm that person. I'm like, you give me a good week of snow during Christmas. Other than that, don't want it. But yeah, man.
So what do you do in the fall? What's like your favorite to do? What's your go-to in the fall?
Do you know a couple of things that I love? One, I love apple picking. Like it's just, we do as a family. I absolutely love apple picking. I love a rock and a hoodie. That's what I do. I enjoy wearing my sweats, my hoodie. I like where it's cool enough for a fire, but not too cold where you actually really need the fire. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And obviously the thing like the Halloween stuff, man, I enjoy haunted houses. I enjoy pumpkin picking. I enjoy all that stuff, dude. I love my birthdays in the fall. I enjoy the fall, man. Are you a pumpkin spice person? Like, you getting a pumpkin spice?
Yes. 100%. Spot on.
You just gave me, like, this wicked, weird, seductive look when I said pumpkin spice. Like, what the hell was that? Dude, you love it, don't you? Holy crap.
Me and pumpkin spice, we got it going on. Every day.
Man, I can tell.
Spot on.
The leaves change, which is beautiful. Just incredible.
Beautiful.
And it's just fun to watch that happen. It's fun to experience that. And I don't care how old I get. I enjoy it every single year, right? I enjoy watching the trees go from that deep, dark green into these bright oranges and reds. And then, you know, eventually they release, which is a sign of, you know, letting go. And then they pick up in the spring and just boom, they come right back to life. It's incredible. It's the whole thing is an experience. That's why I love living in the Northeast, because we get to do it every single year. A lot of people don't realize, a lot of people don't get to do that. I mean, their leaves change or whatever, but they don't get to experience four seasons the way we do up here.
Pretty you guys, long, but I mean, my mom loves all four seasons. At least that's what she's told me our entire life. And like I said, I enjoy 3.5. So with what we're doing with the travel stuff, that's cool for me because I get to get best of everything. Like, and it's a luxury that we have in a way. And ironically, we're going to talk about today in our podcast, we're going to talk about, you know, how to live a positive life and how to live a happy life and just give some pointers on that. And one of the things that we're going to discuss, not that I want to hop right into it, but it's looking for the positive in everything. So, you know, part of our reason in this travel gig that we're doing was out of necessity. It was out of necessity. We had to make it happen. We had to think outside the box financially on how to keep things going. And I won't get too deep into it, but it started off as a necessity. And it's been very, very easy. And one of the first things we're going to discuss is focusing on the positives. It has been so easy to focus on the positives of what I get to do, what we get to do with the traveling, that it's great, man. I get to get fall because I'm up in New York. And then I get to, comes to winter, I can be down here a little bit longer, down in North Carolina, where winter down here, at least last year, how it was like a fall/spring the entire time. So it would be really cold in the morning some mornings, but by the time lunchtime hit, it was like a decent spring or fall day. And, you know, like I said, I kind of get to experience it all doing what I do and not have the whatever 7 months of cold winter. It's,
yeah,
dude, I love it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Winter could shorten up. I'd be okay with that. But man, the fall, So your music doesn't change? Like, you don't change your music? You're still stuck in the 90s, even in the fall? That's all you listen to?
I'm stuck in the 90s. So I listen to primarily all year round. I listen to country, right, except for when I'm teaching classes. Then I'm stuck in the 90s hip hop.
Dude, so here's my deal with music. You know I'm a music buff. I love all types of music. But I got to tell you, in the fall, man, I get right into the John Denver. Do you even know who he is?
I always feel bad, but I'm like, no, dude, no clue. Who the hell is John Denver?
Sunshine on My Shoulders. You've never heard that song. How about?
Listen, man, I'm horrible with that. You know this. I'm horrible with names and with names of songs. I'm horrible with singers. I have no clue. John Denver. I mean, it sounds familiar, but maybe it's because I'm thinking of Denver, Colorado.
It's funny. He sings a lot about Denver, Colorado. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado.
I feel like I've heard
John.
I know John Legend.
Dude, John Denver. You know John Denver. But
you're like,
he lives on stinks, through this man. Music, dude. His John freaking Denver is timeless. You know how Journey's timeless.
Play me a song.
All right, hang on a minute.
I mean, that's what you told me.
Yeah, definitely.
You told me Journey's timeless. I guess.
Can you hear this? Yeah, can you hear this?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. All right. Let me listen.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year. Coming home.
I got to pause it. Now, just picture yourself sitting outside in the fall around a fire with a pumpkin spice coffee listening to John Denver.
So real quick, can I tell you something?
What?
What I pictured when that first started was running headfirst into the wall. Like, what the hell? Listen, are you serious? All right, I'll
give you a little more. Here we go.
Chance.
He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found a key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song.
I wish everybody could see Paul.
But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long.
John Denver is just awesome. So you know what? You'll know this song. Here we go.
So fall time comes, you go right to John Denver.
Dude, John Denver. That's my go-to for about a week. For about a week, man. Just nonstop okay. John Denver. Here we go.
I'm not judging you. I'm just saying.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Just try to like it. Just a little bit.
Life is old. Older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like trees, country roads, take me home.
This is pumpkin spice.
To the place.
Leaves are changing.
I belong.
Driving down a country road.
West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home.
Dude, he's amazing.
You know what? When I was a kid, my dad, let me rephrase that. I was never into country music at all, ever. Like, it wasn't my thing. You know, even when I first started dating Stephanie, I mean, you know, I'm into 90s hip hop. I like rock. I was never, the only thing I really wouldn't listen to is country. And once I started listening to country, my dad, just because we pick on each other, it's what we do. It's a part of our relationship. My dad would pick on me for listening to country. And I never understood it until right now, because I guarantee when my dad thinks about country, he thinks about whatever the hell that was that you just played. And now
John,
I know why he
dead. Listen,
he makes fun of me.
It's just my go-to for, you know, to get the fall started right, man. Get the fall started right. It's classic.
Listen, I'm not knocking you. I'm not knocking you. You do you.
I love it.
You do you. What else? So your music changes. I think it's cool.
It does.
What else do you
So in,
like
the fall,
in the fall, so pumpkin spice, John Denver.
John Denver. I like some John Mayer. You know who he is?
You know what? That name actually.
You might know John Mayer.
Sounds familiar.
So John Denver, John Mayer is one of my fall go-tos. He's really good. You know, you've heard of him.
I could get down with John Mayer. I could definitely get down with John Mayer.
John Mayer, what do you got to have one. Like something you don't listen to like all the time, but just kind of pull. Man.
Yeah, I'm a creature of habit when it comes to certain things, and it's my lack of knowledge, I think. So music is one of them. And I really, for the longest time, like if I get in the car, I'd listen to one of two things. It was either sports talk radio or country music.
Yep.
And that's where I'm at. All I listen to is country music. I'll get in my car. Here's what I'll tell you right now what I play. Here's my playlist. I type into my Apple Music 2017 country hits. Every single time I get in the car for the past 8 months, maybe even longer, the same playlist. And sometimes I'll drop it down. I'll do like 2016 or 2000. I'll bring it up to 2018, 2019. But yeah, man. So I kind of listen to the same stuff all the time, but I love it because it puts me in a place. So the music, when I'm listening to my country music, it puts me in a place where I get in tune with my thoughts and my emotions, and like it makes me happy. I don't know how to describe it, but it always puts me in a good mood, and it makes me think about life. And that's like my favorite part about music. And we had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Like my favorite part, and I know you said one of your favorite parts, is when a song tells a story, and it tells a story that you can relate to. So that's why I love the music that I listen to, the country music that I listen to. And it tells a story, but I listen to the same stuff, man, over and over and over again.
I'll give you one more just because I'm trying to broaden your musical experience here.
And you are.
Jason Mraz. You ever hear him? You must have heard of him.
I don't think I have.
Oh my Lord. All right. Jason Mraz. Here we go. It's all chill music, man. In the fall, man, I get kind of chill out, pump the spice.
If this life is one act, why do we lay all these traps? We put them right in our path when we just want to be free. I will not waste my days making up all kinds of ways to worry about all the things that will not happen to me. So I just let go of what I know I don't know. And I know I only do this by living in the moment, living my life.
That's a great song. Living in the moment.
All right, here's where I'm at with this one. Ready? So you first started playing it, and I immediately hated it. Immediately. I was like, here we go. But I can see your screen right now. So I can see the name of the song. So I started to listen to the words. I loved it. Reading the title of that song made me listen to the words of that song, just the 30 seconds you played. I loved it. I really did. I thought it was great. I liked the message that he was, you could tell the message that he was starting to deliver, and kind of just letting go more or less of what you can't control and just living in the moment. I mean, that's everything we talk about it.
So here's what I want you to do.
Are you giving me homework?
I'm giving you homework. I want you to download Jason Mraz. Just download like the essentials from Apple Music. Because that guy's a storyteller, man. His music is really, really good. It's one of my fall. Like I can't listen to him all the time. And that's the thing. Everything I just played for you, I can't listen to this stuff all the time. But in the fall, when I'm just ready to just chill and settle down, and things are coming, the summer's been so fast paced, and it's just time to slow down. It's my go-to, man. I change my music a little. It just helps me through my days in the fall.
It helps me
get into that moment.
How music, how specific songs and specific rhythms and beats and specific music can completely change your mood. It can put you in a place where you're thinking of things differently than if you weren't listening to that song. I love that. I love it. I love it. Like if you're in a class and it's time to go beat the bag. You want that heavy rock or you want that rap music, something that gets you like just in the mood to go all out. But like you're saying, when you're sitting around with your pumpkin drink that you drink and you're by the fire. You want that chill, like that life music. That's what I'm love saying. It, man. I do.
It's about living in the moment. And the fall is my favorite time of the year. So I try to slow down, man. We all live pretty fast paced lives. Once fall hits, man, once that weather starts changing, things start slowing down. Usually kids are going back to school and, you know, everybody's getting back into a more stable routine and just slowing down and just, you know, taking time to allow more in to your life. And that's just it, man. Just allowing this music, even though it's John frickin' Denver, right? And, you know, John Mayer or whatever. I can't listen to them year round, but that's the type of stuff. Just change it up a little and it just helps me appreciate more.
Just slow down.
Everything going on. Yeah, slow down. You know what I mean?
Slow down, appreciate life. And again, so, you know, we haven't even really started our podcast yet, which is great. We
always start by just chatting.
Every single time we talk. Yep. And I love it. And I love it. And the irony to it is that a lot of what we are discussing, even though it's our favorite season and how we feel in the fall and the music that we listen to, it all goes hand in hand with what we're talking about. And what we're talking about this week is just some different tips and ideas on living a positive and fulfilling life. And one of the bullet points, one of the things that I know that we wanted to talk about was living in the moment and enjoying what is going on right now. So you even just bringing that up, it's spot on. It is exactly what we need to do in life. We need to take a minute to slow down because you can't control time, right? We talked about this. We talk about this stuff all the time. You can't control time. Like the days go slow, but the years go fast, man. And all of a sudden, before you know it, boom, your kids are grown. You're grown. It just goes so fast. So to take time and live in the moment and to just take it all in, slow down and relax with your pumpkin spice coffee and your John Mayer. Or is it John Mayer? John Denver.
John Denver, John Mayer, Jason Mraz. I could name so many more.
I love it.
We can't control time and how years sometimes just fly by. Look at this year alone, right? This year threw us curveballs that we could have never anticipated coming. And I thought, wow, man, this is going to be one long, never-ending year. Dude, we are already in September. September.
Yep.
Like 2020's almost out of here. So
it's almost Christmas, man.
Dude, exactly. I think this fall, this year, as we transition into a new season, it's more important than ever to slow down, breathe, clear your mind, and live recognizing that more so than ever, man, take some time for yourself and take in the environment. Just get outside, clear your mind, nobody around you, breathe, and enjoy everything that you are around, the trees, the sky, the sun, the breeze. Breathe and just enjoy the environment that you're in and you're living. Recognize how you're living each and every day. Recognize that everything you have is right in front of you and appreciate it.
I love that. We could just drop the mic now, end the podcast, and just stick with that and let that be the message to you, that take that time to be mindful, to just be in the moment and to understand that you have everything in your life that you need right here. I think that's fantastic. And again, that's, you know, you can't see the couple things that I jotted just a couple like bullet points because I knew what we wanted to talk about. So
yeah.
I jotted down a couple bullet points. I don't always do that, obviously, but that's something that I wrote down. Everything you're saying, it's just great because that's, you just hammer it, man. It's spot on. It's absolutely right. All right, so another one of the bullet points for today that we wanted to discuss during this podcast on how to live a positive life, it's going to sound like a no-brainer, but it couldn't be more important. And I know a ton of people that have a hard time doing this. People will mention to me often, and I really do mean often, about how optimistic I am. I just did my golf trip with my dad and my uncle and my cousins and my brothers, right? So we just got back from that golf trip. And something happened, and my dad was like, oh, well, that, you know, whatever. Oh, that sucked or blah, blah, blah. I was like, eh, was it really that bad? And then I gave my take on it. And he's like, you're always with the glass half full, right? I was like, well, yeah, you know. So focusing on the positives, that's the bullet point. That's one of these takeaways today on how to live a positive life. It's a no-brainer, focusing on the positives. And we've talked so much about our current situation with the shutdowns, the lockdowns, the coronavirus, and the effect that it's had on us as an economy, and the effect it has on us mentally with our mental health. To take a minute and sit back, and we had this talk a while back, I brought this up, where I put a post out there on Facebook, and I said, hey, what if this lasts another 12 to 18 months? What positives would you get from this, and what negatives, you know, would be from this? And the negative, people were like floored, almost like legit mad at me for even suggesting that the shutdowns last an entire year or longer. And to me, the way that I saw this whole scenario was I got extra time with our kids. You and I had this conversation. I got to have extra time with my boys. They were home instead of being at school. You know, in between school, we'd be able to play Xbox. We'd be able to go outside and throw the football around. So to me, as much as all this sucked, listen, I'm a small business owner. Trust me, this stunk very, very, very bad. This was not good for me as a small business owner at all. Someday I'll tell y'all, it was not good for me, but I could only think of the positives, man. I focused on the positives. The fact that I got to hang with my boys more. My boys, when I say my boys, I mean they're 11, 8, and 4, going to be 5 tomorrow. So when I say boys, I don't mean like my homies. I mean my kids. I got to spend time with them. So always trying to find the positives, focus on the positives. What do you think about that, Mike? What do you think about that, Tim?
You know, I know a little bit of what you've gone through over as a small business owner. But one thing that I admire you for is the way you have focused with that positive energy. And, you know, if you focus with positive energy, it's almost like the negative doesn't then consume you. Does that make sense? So
it absolutely makes sense.
We can't control a lot of the stuff that's been going on this year, but focusing everything around you and everything you're doing throughout the day, day in and day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, and just keeping that positive energy as your drive, it doesn't allow the negative to consume you and it doesn't tear you down, which helps you push through whatever obstacles get in the way. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think, and you're just one example. I think everybody probably has an example of that, if not right now, at some point in their life, where if they've just maybe cleared their mind, changed their mindset, and focused on the positive, they've seen that effect. And if they haven't, start doing it. Find the positive in everything that's going on. There's no point of allowing all that negative energy to just tear you down and consume you.
Yeah. And it's easy, man. It's so easy to let it consume you. And, you know, when we have these conversations with you guys and you guys are listening, when we have these conversations, we don't have these conversations from our pedestal. We are not perfect with any of this. These are just our life experiences. Listen, I'll tell you, just the other day, I had to take a step back, man. You know, we've re-entered a scenario, most recently on Facebook. And I say Facebook all the time because that is where I see so much stuff. That's where I interact with so many people. And, you know, we had another scenario where I'm going to say race war, but there was something bad that really happened. So there was, you guys probably all know the situation. I'm not going to get deep into it or my thoughts or anything like that. But what I will tell you is I found myself sucked in to the negativity of everything going on and the scenario where everybody had a different opinion and a different view. And as we've mentioned before, we all see life through our own scope. We all see life through our own vision and our own stories and everything that's happened to us. So it's easy to be really stuck in your ways and your opinions. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, as we give these pointers and stuff, we're just real people just telling you how we feel and how we go through our lives.
Right.
I got sucked right into some negativity, man. I had to take a step back and I'm like, what am I doing right now? This is not good for me. And it's not even worth having the conversation. I have a problem to where I think I can fix people, the right way to say it. I feel like I can fix problems, not people, problems. I'm a problem solver, I like to think. And I saw a problem and I thought I was solving it. And by solving it, trying to solve it, really what I was doing in this person's view was I was taking the opposite stance as them on a current situation. And it ended up sucking me into this negativity that consumed me for at least an hour, man. Instead of having fun and living life and enjoying things like we try to do, I was sucked. It's my whole point is we don't preach this from a pedestal. We speak about this with you because these are our life stories and how we view the world. So we're not perfect, but we know how easy it is to get sucked down that negative train and to not focus on the positives and to look at it like, man, this sucks. This sucks for this reason, this reason, this reason, this reason. When you think that way, that is the energy that comes in and the energy that you give out. It's negative. Take that back and instead of thinking of everything that stinks, everything that sucks at that moment, and start to think of everything that is positive. It's not always easy to find the positives, but if you do that, that's the energy that you're bringing in. That's the energy that you're giving out. And I promise you're going to live a happier, more positive life. I promise you.
Dude, it's the snowball effect. You know, you start at the top of the hill as a snowflake and that negative energy starts rolling down the hill. And every person it comes across either jumps on board and makes that snowball bigger and they get consumed with that negative energy and now they become part of it and it just comes crashing down that hill. Be the one to stand there and stop it. Be the first one to say, nope, you're going to have to bounce around me and maybe go another direction. And listen, it's hard times right now. There is a lot of especially as adults and a lot of people that listen to this are parents, there's a lot of things right now that have us all wondering what's the future going to be like for our children. And with a lot of the hate and a lot of the negative energy that's out there, I think we right now have an opportunity to take the positive stance, to understand that there are differences.
Being able to understand that is so important. I love it. I think it's a great point, man. I really do.
Sweet. You know? Spot on.
Sweet. Hashtag spot on. Are you going to do more spot on voices with Karen?
Like spot on.
Interject.
I think I'm going to do it next time.
Stop doing that, though.
I'm going to do
no.
it.
No, you're not.
No. Then you do it. No, you do, give me your best spot on.
I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing it. I almost did. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Stop doing that. Stop it.
All right.
Stop it. So I was going to give one more bullet point. And because you nailed nailed them earlier without even trying, right? So blast through them. I won't even give explanations. We talked about living in the moment.
Yeah.
We talked about listening to some good music and just relaxing and enjoying life, being mindful, be in that moment and do your best to almost slow time down the best that you can, right? We talked about looking for the positives, celebrating our victories. And the other thing that I wanted to talk about is making sure that you do yourself a favor and surprise yourself sometimes. Surprise yourself with something fun and exciting. You know, we live in a fast-paced world, man. We are fast. We talk about this all the time. It's nonstop, man. We don't stop.
Yeah.
Surprise yourself. Give yourself something to look forward to, whether it be a weekend vacation, right? Whether it's just a trip to the Adirondacks, man, so the leaves are turning.
Yep.
Even if you don't stay anywhere, maybe you just take that drive and you drive up through the Adirondacks and you pull over on the side at one of the scenic views and that's your surprise for the day. You
that's
got your
fantastic.
Pumpkin latte in your hand, a
that's
little
right.
John Mayer in your headphones. You pull over the scenic route and you just look at the trees and you just enjoy what the world is giving us.
I love it. And I love it that you're bringing it at a level of just be spontaneous with it. You know, you're basically saying surprise yourself and be spontaneous with it, man. Just do something that's going to make you appreciate yourself a little bit. And that's okay to do. Do something that's going to make you, you know, happy, you know, instead of always focusing on everybody else around you. I love that. That's a great idea.
Awesome stuff, man. Awesome, yes. Awesome. So we decided we're going to change our name. And this came to us from one of our listeners.
Yes.
And we appreciate you. So we're going to change it to, hold on, let me get to the page. Let's go with Hotties with Hope.
Okay.
Hotties with Hope.
That's the winner?
That was suggested to us by one of our listeners. Just kidding. We're not changing our name to that. Although that was in my top five favorites.
Are we talking about it now? Or do you want
to? Dude, we got to talk about it. All right. Let's talk about it.
All right, here we go. All right. Okay, go ahead. Paul, here's your post. We've decided we want to change the name of our podcast and we need your help. That's how you started it. And you said, as you know, the mission of the podcast is to bring joy, positive energy, and hopefully inspire you to live your best life. Instead of the name of the podcast being You Never Know Who You're Inspiring, which truly is our mission, that's going to be more of a tagline for us, we're looking to change the name of the podcast. So Paul put out a post. He's looking for, you know, we were looking for your help. And man, did we get some freaking awesome replies. So we've kind of narrowed it down. And I'll let Paul read the first one, and then we'll talk about it.
So there's so many on here. You guys are awesome. The fact that you take time out of your day and your life to listen to us is awesome enough. But then to get on here and try to help us with this mission and help us with what we're doing, man, there's a bunch of them. Want me to pull through a bunch of them?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we got Fistful of Positive. Are we going to say who said them? Do you want
give them a shout out? Or
man, this is your world. I'm just living
Fistful
in
of Positive. Bob Squire came up with that one. Thank you, Bob.
Bob Squire.
Fistful of Positive. That's good. Like, yeah, punching.
We've got good. You keep going, man.
No, you go.
I'm just going to sit here.
You're cutting in and out again.
It's so weird. It's my internet.
All right.
I think.
Okay. Internet. Go ahead.
We've got Inspiring Minds. Inspiring Minds.
Who was that?
Miss Janice Young.
Janice. Nice. Janice, Inspiring
Stories
Minds.
Of Hope.
Or stories,
Hope stories of Hope or Hope
that was
Stories.
Eric.
Yep.
Thank you, Eric.
Love it. Two guys with good vibes. Dude, that's great.
That is awesome. Who did that? Colin? That's
Colin Ferenzi. Yeah, Colin.
Two guys with good vibes.
Erica hit us up with True Bromance.
Of course, Erica hit us up with that.
It doesn't necessarily push our mission.
No.
It doesn't push our mission, but it's a pretty funny one. That's
I'm not
good.
Denying it, Erica. I'm not hating it.
Not hating it. Be Motivate. That is Elaine Tenario. I like it. I like it. Let's see. Living the Good Life.
Living the Good Life. It's a good one.
I like it. Christy Melchior gave us a couple different ones. She said, Words of Life. You Matter. I love it. Live in Possibility.
These are all so good.
You Matter. Emphasis, they are. Emphasis on you. Your brother blasted out a real good one. Dare to Inspire. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Good.
Dare to Inspire. That's your brother. Your brother John hit us with that.
Because a lot of people are afraid to try to inspire people. So I do like that one. Dare to Inspire.
Right.
Good one, Johnny boy.
Allison gave us Never Give Up.
Oh, I love it, Allison.
Love it. Never Give Up.
That just speaks volumes.
Sure. Absolutely. Kristen Hodge hit us with Living Your Best Life.
Another home run.
Living Your Best Life. And then the one that we decided we're going to go with from Janice was Hotties with Hope.
I like how she put, oh, I got it. I got it. And then she wrote, Hotties with Hope. That is fantastic. Yeah, but hilarious. Janice, I love it.
Love it, love it. You made our day.
Hotties with Hope.
It didn't make the cut.
I could see that. I could see that on a t-shirt.
Absolutely. I had to Google this one because I maybe you know.
What's that?
Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy.
Dude, that's
Jack
from
Handy.
That's from Saturday Night Live.
How is Jack Handy?
Rodney, he has no clue he doesn't know what that is, Rodney. He doesn't. That's like 90s
I Googled it.
Saturday
that's right.
Night
it was
Live.
Saturday Night Live or something.
Deep
I still don't watch it. I don't
Jack
understand
Handy.
How people watch.
They were
watch.
Shorts. They were
I don't understand
Saturday.
How people watch it. It's not even funny.
Listen, so on Saturday Night Live, they would do these little short clips, and they were Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy, and they were like, it was just like this guy and his thoughts, and his thoughts were sometimes very disturbing or like off the wall. They were fantastic. I love it, Rodney.
Oh, man.
But unfortunately, I think Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy is already taken by Saturday Night Live.
Rodney also gave us Slow Down and Listen.
Ooh,
love it.
That's a good one.
Cheryl Morrison gave us The Star Report. Love
it.
I
like it, Cheryl.
Like 5-star report. I love it. Miss Kristen Navarra gave us You Only Live Once. Oh, man.
They're all so good.
So right. She also gave us Living Your Best Life or Living Your Best Lives. Love it. Let's see. Becky gave us Big Hearts and Open Minds.
Jane's. Oh.
I love it.
We're having internet issues tonight. It's all right.
Man.
We struggle with this podcast. You guys saw that last week. This week we're having internet connection problems because we're distant again.
Oh man, last week.
That was a riot, dude.
Something else.
So much fun.
Oh, fun. Stacy got us with The Power of Positivity. I
like
it.
It's a powerful message.
Julie, your sister gave us Create Your Mindset. Love it.
Love it.
There's so many, man. Dude, we're going to be here all night with these. Move your own mountains, Morgan Gallrap.
Nice, Morgan.
Move your own mountains. Tina, Stronger with Every Struggle.
Yeah.
And then, so good.
Dude, half of these names can be future podcasts. Like, we can talk about all of
every
these.
Single one of these could be a
They're
podcast.
Incredible.
Every
I think
single
all
one
the,
could
I,
be a podcast.
It's crazy.
So then Rachel Squire gave us Positive Inspirations, Inspiring Positivity, The Power of Positivity, The Power of Inspiration. And then she said, you get the point.
I love it.
Yeah, so good. And then Let's Misty see. Gave us Be Your Best You. She gave us a positivity vibes.
Yep.
What'd she say? Alley-oop positivity. That one is for fun.
Alley-oop.
Positivity pad. And Positivity-opolis? Positivity-opolis. She's a riot, man.
That sounds like a village or a town. Where do you live? Positivity-opolis.
Oh, I live Positivity-opolis, yeah, obviously. Julie, your sister gave us another one, Positive Energy.
Love it.
And then Cassie gave us Actually, I Can. She said, must be present to win. What is this? Put on your positive pants, receiving, aligning,
I put on
executing.
My positive pants every day, Cassie.
You do. You do. So funny. And then a couple of people, Kelly and Kathy, said they'd like what we got. They think we should just keep it as is.
All right.
So we appreciate everybody taking time to like give us some
that
thoughts
feedback.
And some ideas and feedback. Like the more that we can all communicate with each other on everything, man, the better. So awesome. Appreciate you guys. So the deal was, all we had to do was put a post, put a comment, and we were going to draw a name, and that person was going to win a $25 Amazon gift card just for trying. So we're going to make that happen now. Tim, are you ready?
Right.
I'm going to make this
now.
Happen.
Let's do this. Yep.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1,
go.
Miss Kristen Hodge. Kristen Hodge is our winner of the $25
Congratulations,
Amazon gift card.
Kristen Hodge.
Nice job. Thank you so much for giving us a good idea, giving us your thoughts. And you know what? Her thought was pretty flipping awesome. Living your best life.
I love
That's
it.
That's a really, really, really. I mean, they were all so cool. That was a really good one.
I love
so
that
thank
they
you,
all, a lot
that.
Of the
we
names that they came up with. I love they're all inspiring. names.
Yep.
A lot of them are exactly what we're about.
Yes.
Which I think is incredible.
Yes.
So
exactly.
So love it, man. Well, I think
that was fun. That was
great. We had a lot of fun.
Yay! Shit, hold on. I was talking. Hold on. It's delayed. All right, go.
Do that again. It's delayed.
It's delayed, man.
Oh, my Lord. It's delayed.
It's always a blast. I wish we didn't have this internet delay that we have, but it is what it is, man, and it's always a blast. I enjoy these so much. So listen, so we're going to end it right here. We're going to end it like we always end it, with just a friendly reminder that we only get one chance on this earth to live every single day like it could be your last, to appreciate each other, to love life, and to not take anything for granted.